Racing HQ for another week. We count down to the run to the Rose. Also the Group 1 Memsey, and certainly there with good numbers in the nominations, Godolphin with John O'Shea. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
How you been, mate? You all right?
Under the pump.
Under the pump, yeah. We appreciate you coming on and chatting and updating. We're looking forward to seeing, well, at this stage, it looks to be four in the run to the Rose.
Yeah, it's not ideal that we have to have probably multiple runners, but it's just we need to get them all started. Unfortunately, Tessera, who we identified running San Domenico, just had a little setback in terms of an attempt for a few days, and so he just put him back a couple of weeks. So we need to get him started this week. And he's probably kicked on a little bit better than we thought impending. So he's probably worthy of a run in the race as well. So initially we'd only identified a Stern and Telperion, but you know, the others have found their way into the race.
Just on Tessera, obviously has been able to overcome, and you've been happy to go to Saturday.
Yeah, look, his work's been nice. Only had the one trial.
Yep.
I mean, like I said, it's more about getting him started and finding out where he fits in to everything. You know, he's a stakes-winning horse. It's a good form as a two-year-old. He's developed, as most of the Medallias do, and, you know, like I say, six furlongs in that grade sort of, he's been more competitive there previously.
What about impending? He seems to have a word that we've been using of late, a good vibe around this colt.
Yeah, he's sort of given every indication at home and in his trials that he's going the right way. Probably will be a horse that we feel will be better suited at a mile. You know, definitely better suited at 1400. He's got nice improvement, whatever he does on Saturday, but he seems to be a horse with a nice bit of class.
He seems to be a horse that can really finish off strong, goes through the line, John.
Yeah, and that's why we're sort of really keen to get him to a mile. So, Saturday will be a bit of a baptism of fire for him because he only had two runs, but every indication is that he'd be competitive at this level.
What about a Stern? We saw it trial again on Friday.
Yeah, he's another one who probably didn't winter as well initially, and then we just give him a couple of extra weeks and it really topped him off and he's developed into a beautiful big colt now. He's probably 20 or 30 kilos heavier than what he was a two-year-old, which is always, you know, a good sign. He's had good continuity to his preparation, which he probably lacked in the autumn as he had a little sort of setback going into the Golden Slipper, albeit he had a trial, you know, it wasn't ideal. And then we had to ride him sort of very aggressively in the slipper. So this time he's had sort of two nice trials where he's relaxed beautifully, and he'll go into Sunday's race with the right frame of mind, with a good preparation, and he's made good physical improvement since his two-year-old year.
And Telperion's the other one who was such a good, always at the good level, John, and always seemed to handle it well.
He did. He you know, probably lament not drawing well in the slipper, Andrew. He just had to ride him very conservatively there and then ran into Dave Van Dyke's very good filly in the size. And she was just a bit good for us. And to be fair to her, every time we've met her before Christmas and she beat us. And we met her in the slipper, she beat us. And met her in the size and she beat us. So it's fair to say she's probably had the win on us, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, but he's a lovely, you know, like most street cries, he's developed physically. He's always been a big, powerful colt, and nothing's changed. You know, he's well-seasoned, tough, hard colt, ready for this sort of level of racing. And if he can give a good account of himself on Saturday, he'll go into the Golden Rose on a nice upward spiral.
That was the next question, just relevant to the Golden Rose. This is obviously an ideal lead-up. Would these four be all targeted there?
I would say, unless he jumped out of the ground, that Tessera would not head that way. We'd need all of them to run well to warrant their place in the race.
Yep.
But, you know, we'd be disappointed if we didn't end up with a couple of runners out of, you know, what we have on Saturday.
We spoke off air on Sunday morning, John, just on the ring around to get news, and you went through the jockey situation. Has that stayed what it was on Sunday before I mention it?
Yep. Yep.
So James will ride a Stern.
Yeah.
Brenton Abdullah on impending.
Yep.
Tessera is
Kathy
O'Hara, and Telperion is
Jason Collett.
Jason Collett. There was reaction on social media. Just who chose the jocks for those horses, John? I guess the query is James McDonald with a Stern.
Well, James obviously thought that he, after the trials, and said he was keen to ride a Stern.
Yep.
But like I say, you know, that's his, as he said this morning, and much prefer to pick and stick.
Yep.
And look, I don't think there's much between the colts. They're completely different colts.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yep.
Stern's a brilliant colt at six furlongs, probably. You know, we've got to make sure he runs a strong seven, but we felt that he was a very similar colt to Exosphere at the same stage, similar qualities. Whereas Impending is a progressive colt that may or may not stand up to this level, and may be better suited when he gets to a mile. So, you know, that's just where he felt would be best suited.
No, really good information for our listeners. So we're looking forward to seeing those four. I won't go through all the others because you've got a lot entered, but a lot of attention in the Group 1 down in Melbourne, the Memsey. Tally's been there for a few weeks.
Yeah, he's had a good, he had a nice trial in Sydney and then jumped on a bus and went down to Melbourne, and he's had a good 3 weeks down there in preparation for the Memsey. He's a good bit stronger this preparation. I wouldn't think he'd be competitive on Saturday, being the way the race looks on paper that it'll be run. But, you know, as long as he gets his preparation started on a positive and goes forward into the Maccabi Diva.
Okay, we're looking forward to seeing him. And you put Michael D on. That tells us the rap you've got for him.
Well, we've been extremely happy with Michael, you know, throughout the latter part of the winter, you know, as we have with Brenton. They've made a wonderful contribution to our stable, and I think, you know, we've always sort of looked to reward young progressive riders who you know, one day might end up a James McDonald type rider, and I think Michael D fits into that category, and I think there's no doubting that Brenton is already in that category. So yeah, they bring a lot to the table and they work very hard, and you know, Sheikh Mohammed's always about promoting youth, and so too we like to do that with our jockeys.
Understand. And just a very quick one, how's Hartnell come through that really good return run?
Yeah, look, he looks on paper, Andrew, you know, at the stable, and that he's happy. I always a little concerned about, you know, chasing home the likes of Winx, that, you know, they make horses like Hartnell do things they don't normally do, and indicative that Hartnell broke 33 seconds for his last 600 on Saturday is something that he's not normally akin to doing, so it'll be interesting to see whether the difference between a horse like Hartnell and Winx is that Winx can do that on a regular basis, and, you know, that's what differentiates them, you know, champions from good horses. And Hartnell's, he might find that a little bit overcoming. So, but we are very, very happy with where he's at in his preparation. The key to him is getting him to relax early, as James did on Saturday, and he does have a very, very good turn of foot. And so if he can continue on that vein, I'm sure there'll be a race for him somewhere in the spring.
And is he targeted towards Caulfield, the Cup?
Look, to be honest, we haven't really finalised that yet.
Yep.
I always had in my head that he would be better suited in the Metropolitan because of the track. You know, the surface is that little bit more forgiving than Caulfield. If you get a very firm Caulfield track, which it can be, and it was last year during the spring, it's probably not overly suited to a horse like Hartnell, whereas Ramwick's always that little bit forgiving, and as you saw on Saturday, he really likes to let down on that sort of surface.
Yeah, he really did. Hey, John, thanks for taking our time. Great information for our listeners. I love a Tuesday with all these horses having gallops and counting down to the weekend. Thanks a lot, mate.
Look, I always hope we can be of service, Andrew, the best we can anyway.
Good on you. Thanks, John. John O'Shea there from Godolphin. And Paul Snowden, it is the same. We talk to these guys regularly, and we really do appreciate it on your behalf. It's such good information, just relevant to what, you know, he said about James and Stern there. Paul Snowden, as I say, is online. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Andrew.
Do you love a Tuesday morning? I mean, I know you're busy every morning with horses, but Tuesday is the sort of main gallop morning for horses on Saturday?
Oh, pretty much they do the main work, leading into the weekend. So it's always very busy. Everyone's out and about.
Yep. How have they all gone through their paces this morning heading towards the weekend? I guess the most attention on Mediterranean.
Yeah, no, he's really good. He worked really solid this morning in company, and you know, he's had a little blow afterwards, which he always does. So he's in a really good spot at the moment.
I guess there was a slight tinkering with his prep. He could have run last Saturday, but you've decided to wait for the run to the Rose?
Yeah, just in hindsight, 3 weeks between this and the Golden Rose we ran the other day, so there's a bit more, a little bit less of backup time, and that suits the horse. He's a gross horse, a gross colt that does well in the stable, so it suits his program better.
I guess you can take a line through Thronum, who was, I know, didn't win on Saturday, but held on really tough, and you finished just behind that horse in the Rosebud on that real heavy track.
Yeah, I probably count it as a win if we got the momentum that we did at the right time, but
yep.
I'll forget, like we said on the day, we'll forgive this one. We want to win the next couple, so that's the plan anyway. So we're going into it with a very talented horse, and we haven't... lost that aspect of things, but he's certainly going to improve once he gets up to 7 furlong.
And you mentioned there he's a good doing colt within the stable, is he?
I think, yeah, and that's a good thing because at least you can put the work into him, and he's going to go home and clean up in the tin as well for you. So it helps when the racing in this hard slog of racing that they do at the moment, this high level.
It does for sure. Looking forward to Saturday in Mediterranean. Down in Melbourne, you've taken a couple down there, Red Zell and Devcon. How's Red Zell done going towards this Heath, the 1100?
Yeah, he's done really well. He tried last Friday week very well, and he's come straight in good order. That was just a go-over thing. He hasn't run since the Canterbury run, so just to keep his fitness up, he's going to have to be right on his game. There's some talented horses in the race, and they both worked Melbourne direction here this morning, so they'll travel down later in the week, but both horses have come through the trials quite well, and they worked great this morning.
Just the thinking behind Devcon going to Melbourne?
Just to split him up against the other 3-year-olds. He was supposed to resume in the race that Russian Revolution won the other week, so with his bit of virus that he had, just had to tinker with his plans, and
yep.
He got put back a couple of weeks. But he certainly trialled very well last week, and he's worked great again this morning, so he's well on track.
We can forget the slipper, but outside that, the horse has shown plenty.
He has. His run at Canberra was amazing. He was flat-footed in the gates, come from last, and circled him and round him up quite quickly, so... He's a horse that does have a lot of ability, and on his day, he can be very effective.
And the other one I wanted to ask you about was Saturday's winner, First Approval. Is there a bright future for this China Horse Racing Club horse?
Yeah, there is. We've always had a fair bit of opinion of the horse. Just sort of don't know what we're going to do with him, if it's going to be this prep or wait till later in the year, but... Just might come a little bit too soon for him. That's hence the fact we've just taken the softer option with him. He's been kept at provincials, but he's been winning quite nicely. So we'll just have to watch this space, I think, with him in the next run, and then we'll determine what we do after him. But do with him after that. But he's definitely one to keep your eye on, especially next preparation. But I dare say he's a horse that is talented, that's for sure.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing him. You've got three just finally at Gosford today, or four, in fact. Sovereign Wealth, Rider's Reign, California Elite, and Rock My Lady. What's the best there for our listeners, mate?
I think probably California Elite. He picked himself. He's come off a really good placing in town the other day. So I know he's drawn 9-9, but he can get across quite quickly, and he might be able to dictate, and he can be hard to beat.
Okay, he's got that form behind Pound Sterling in town the other day. So that's California Elite, race 6, number 3. Good reports there, mate. I hope the week goes well for you.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Good on you. Paul Snowden joining us there from Snowden Racing. And they've got a web page up and about too, with yearlings and what their future is and that sort of stuff. Talking about future, we saw a horse down in Melbourne last Saturday week called Leote, trained by Henry Dwyer. It's in the Golden Rose. It's been entered for the run to the Rose as well as Caulfield. Let's get the latest from Henry. How are you, mate?
Good, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, excellent. Nice progressive type coming through, this filly. How's she done since the Quizette?
Yeah, lovely filly. She's really impressing us at the moment, just a bit of toughness, I suppose. She went into that race because they had a little bit light on, I thought, preparation-wise. She'd had a freshen up after her first up win and just, yeah, wouldn't have blown a candle out. So obviously pretty clean-winded, so hoping she's going to get over a bit further. But just, yeah, Victor bin that night and hasn't missed a beat since.
Yeah, gee, she finished off. I mean, in fairness, I Am a Star, who won the race, really finished off with you. You really swept down the middle, didn't you?
Yeah, well, she sort of was a couple of lengths off it and had a little bit of bad luck down the straight. The sectionals were the best of the day and it looked like that visually. So hoping that the issue might have been that she wouldn't get much further just the way she raced. She was a bit aggressive, but she dropped a bit beautifully at Caulfield. And so we're hoping she'll get, obviously, 1,400, then the 1,600 or 1,000 guineas.
Okay, so what's the thinking relevant to first up this Saturday? Do you look Melbourne or Sydney?
We nommed her for four races, just so some options there. I think we'll go with the easiest option, which will be a 1,400-metre fillies race at Caulfield. There's not many noms for it, and just looking at what's in the race, she should be should hopefully be better than them. And then it gives us the run of 1,400, which should augur well for the Golden Rose 2 weeks later, I think. The main aim's always been 1,000 guineas, but even though she's got to go to New South Wales to the Golden Rose, I think it's a better sort of progression of races than we've got down here.
Yep.
There's a heap of fillies races up in New South Wales that we don't sort of have the luxury of down here, unfortunately. So if she wasn't going to run, you know, 1,400 this Saturday, she'd have to run 1,200 the following week at Moonee Valley, and it just wouldn't be suitable. So the way she ran last start, I'm keen to get her to 1,400 straight away. And the Golden Rose 2 weeks back here to the 1,000 guineas probably, and then 1,000 guineas.
That sounds good. You've mapped it out. Have you done much experience the Sydney way yet, or you'll wait till after the weekend?
She had a gallop this morning. We were every second week we're on the steeplegrass here, and it's reverse way, so just fell the right way this morning, and she was able to gallop that way. And it was pretty wet though, so we didn't really do too much with her, but handled it fine, and I wouldn't have thought it'd be an issue. She's a pretty tractable sort of filly, and yeah, does a lot right.
The main thing is that listening to you is she seems to be coping with it well, given what the aims are.
Yeah, well, she's got a pretty busy carnival ahead of her. Well, hopefully, anyway. We initially thought she's by Darcy Brahma out of a High Chaparral mare, so we thought she might get a bit of a trip, but we're just sort of working on the basis that if we can get to 1,000 guineas, which is the main target, that'll be good, and whatever comes after that'll be a bonus. So, you know, obviously, the Oaks and those sort of races fall away a bit, but she's going to have had a bit of racing by then, so we'll just, get to the Oaks and get to the 7 years and see what happens.
Yep, all right. Well, we watched Leote there at Caulfield on Saturday. And just a brief one on Tantap Beauty. It was a nice run behind Sweet Sherry, who's a possible Golden Rose type. What about Tantap Beauty?
Yeah, she's definitely a Golden Rose type, but we're hoping to get to the 1,000 guineas. She's probably ability-wise not far off Leote, but just constitution-wise, she's not quite there yet. She's going to derive a lot of benefit from this preparation. She's going to be lovely filly in the autumn. We'll just let her tell us how far she'll get in the spring, but she's obviously nominated for the 1,000 guineas, but whether we get there or not, it's another matter. She'll run Saturday week in the Atlantic Jewel at Moonee Valley, which is another 1,200-metre race, and should be competitive there. And, 1,400 guineas per year down here, and that's almost, a lot of those Sydney fillies might run on the flight stakes, and then, 1,000 guineas a week later at the Melbourne fillies can run on the 1,400 guineas prelude, and that'll probably be her sort of grand final. If she can go all right, then we'll push on the 1,000 guineas. If not, then it might be Paddock and she'll enjoy a good spring out.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing her again, just the way she did finish off from a future point of view. We look forward to watching Leote, mate. Good luck on Saturday, Henry.
All right. Cheers, Andrew. Thanks.
Henry Dwyer there from his Melbourne base at Caulfield with Leote. So certainly off to the Golden Rose, but runs in Melbourne in a Super Vobis Fillies race there over the 1,400 on Saturday. I love the Tab Highways. If you're a regular listener here of Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio and another one on the weekend, Todd Willen is joining us, the trainer of Akasaki, it's 15 in the order of entry. It'll certainly gain a start. Todd, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. This horse shows a little bit off its three runs.
Yeah, he's always shown me plenty of promise, this boy. And I'm pretty sure he's going to run a nice race there on Saturday as well.
Tell us, where did you get him from?
There's a bunch of owners in him that sort of live around local. There is a heap of them there, but they're a bunch of lovely owners. And, of course, he was going to go to Luke Griffiths to be trained until Luke was suspended for bit of time, so he ended up in my stable, and I think I got pretty lucky with him.
Yeah, so when you took him, I'm hesitating now, you wouldn't have had him back in September though, would you? September, October?
I had him from his start, from the very start.
Okay, Armidale. So the run behind Miss Armajardin, knowing that that horse was pretty good, that gave you an inkling that this horse can go on with it.
Yeah, well, we had a pretty high opinion of him before that, going into that race. Trialled very well. I'd been very happy with his track work. And going into that, but he was very green that day, and it was out of nature for him. He was the only colt in the race, so I think just being there amongst all them fillies just put him off his A-game a little bit. But when he came back to Scone, he showed his true professionalism and never looked like getting beat.
Yeah, well, since then you've gone to Scone, you had a break, and then you've come back and won at Tamworth. Is he a horse that you like just settling up on the pace, or has it just been that you've had some nice draws being able to do that?
No, he does. He shows a fair bit of early pace, and he has had a wind operation. He had his first preparation, and then he won him a bit of prize money, so we decided to opt to go to the paddock and get his wind fixed up a little bit. And so while he's rolling, he's going to be more comfortable than ridden, sort of choking him down in the back behind them all. So,
yep.
But he naturally does put himself there, Andrew.
Yeah, well, he's a live chance. You're down on 53 kilos with Cliff Bantford's horse up the top at 61.5. Probably one you have to beat is Beside You, Barry Ratcliffe's horse. It's certainly going to be lining up at Gallop Well up at Kempsey this morning, and you're sitting there equal on 53. They're competitive races, aren't they?
Yeah, very competitive. This race is a big step up in class, but in saying that, for a horse, he's not completely mature in the head yet. He's going to get better with racing, but any horse that can sort of win a two-year-old race and then have a bit of a break and go into it straight into a class two sort of win. And he was underdone there. He's on a track he didn't handle. He's got a monster stride on him. So I'm praying that the weather doesn't sort of roll in the way it's looking it's going to, but we'll work with what we've been given.
Yep. We look forward to seeing you, mate. And how's Art Lee going? Just while I've got you.
Yeah, he's very good. He's enjoying a bit of time out. He'll come back to the autumn. I'll leave him in Sydney this carnival just to where he's happier. We didn't have much luck up there in Queensland. He struggled on a few of them tracks up there, so I'll just keep him down in Sydney for his next prep.
We look forward to that. But good luck with this one. I hope it runs well for you. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Todd Willen there, trainer of Arkasaki, lining up in Saturday's Tab Highway. As I say, Beside You for Barry Ratcliffe. Had a spin around this morning up there, and everything seems to be on path. The first thing Barry said was, we're beautifully weighted again at the 53 kilos. Just a couple of other little snippets just while just ahead of our next guest from this morning's ring around relevant to Sydney racing. Singing is on track at Gallop yesterday at Newcastle to line up in the Premier's Cup. The 5 weeks between races, perfect to go to this trip and then extend out further, according to Chris Lees. Good Standing has progressed nicely out of Saturday, heading towards the run to the row, or progressing from its last run into this Saturday. And His Majesty for Kim War, it worked really nice, according to Kim this morning. Lines up in a benchmark 85 race over the 1200 on Saturday. And then it will most likely go to the Cameron there at Newcastle, but certainly His Majesty lines up on Saturday. Gold Coast trials are on right now in Queensland. One of those that trialled around earlier was the Virginian, owned by a good mate from Tiurunga Stud in Stuart Ramsey. Morning, Stu.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going today?
Good, mate. How are you? You're busy at the farm, obviously.
You're always got to be busy. There's plenty of work and not enough people to do it here.
Yeah, mate, you just got to keep pounding along and do your best.
Yep.
Well, tell us a little bit about what are you hearing about the Virginian's trial?
No, Toby rang me this morning and said he trialled very well. He sat back in the trial four or five lengths off them and then went past one by about three, so they were pretty happy. But the others, I said to him, what were the others? They might have been walkers. So we don't know, you know.
Well,
he's going well and looks well.
Well, for reminding our listeners, this was the horse that ran third in the Stradbroke at big odds when he really did finish off. What's the plan? He would have residual fitness from the winter, Stu.
Yeah, no, he looks very fit. I looked at him 10 days ago, and Toby and I both thought he looked better than what he did before he started in the Stradbroke. But he'll go around on the 3rd of September in that Class 3 plate in Brisbane. He only gets 57 kilos.
Right.
And
you can place him then?
Of course we can. Mm. Much to Duff's surprise.
Yes, he will be. He'll be pleasantly surprised for your sake.
As I told you before, I'd rather be placing a fast one than a slow one.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, he's only had the four starts, but by gee, he's got a bright future. What sort of trip do you think, what are you and Toby thinking that he can get to in the spring?
He probably won't get much more than 1,400 a mile.
Yep.
He may get to a mile, and we'll just let him tell us. But one of the problems was, well, I sort of buggered it up in the Stradbroke a bit. I told the jockey to get going at the 700, and she headed the winner on the turn, whereas if she'd have sat behind him, it might have been a lot closer, you know?
Yep, yep.
And it was his first run over 1,400, so it was exceptional, really. But, yeah, just 1,400 is enough races around at those distances at this stage of his racing career.
If he can show well in that race, what is it, Saturday week, you could come to Sydney or Melbourne?
No, we're expecting him to run well, and if he runs like we think, he'll come to Sydney or Melbourne. I'm a bit keen to come to Sydney, but Toby, he's keen to go to Melbourne, so he's putting up with him all the time, and I'm here working, trying to get enough money to pay his training fees, so he might be able to help me out a bit if I do what he says.
He might lead the way. All right, so we wait for the Virginian running on Saturday week in Brisbane. By the way, last Saturday morning, Tim Clark was on, and he wrapped up a horse called Glen All, who I noted on Saturday is owned by Ramsey Pastoral.
That's right. We're very lucky to have kept him. We took him to the sales, and he was a little immature, and at Easter, and of course against all the big colts, he didn't look, he wasn't mature enough to take him on, and all the good judges didn't want to buy him, so we kept him.
Well, I reckon you would be. You'd be pretty happy after its last trial. Any thought when it's going to be running for Les Bridge?
Well, Les will make the decision. We've scratched him four times, but when you've got a horse of that ability, you know, a lot of people start him, but you've got to respect it a little bit, and although he can handle the mud, you don't start him from wide barriers and up to their knees on every tens, you know?
Yeah, no.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I understand, given that it will be the horse's first run. But, no, Tim gave it a really good push. We're looking forward to seeing him, Glen All.
Yeah, well, he's got a stallion's pedigree and that sort of thing, so we need to look after them. If they perform, they're worth quite a bit of money, you know?
Yeah, I understand. All right, well, we look forward to seeing the Virginian, mate. Thanks for your time. You keep busy out there.
Thanks, Andrew. I hope to get down to see you.
Good on you, mate.
Working here.
No, you
see
just
you,
you take
bye,
it mate. Easy. Stuart Ramsey there from Tooronga in the Hunter Valley with the latest on the Virginian, who ran third in the Stradbroke Barrier Trial this morning and is off to Brisbane on Saturday week. Big field is expected to line up Saturday in the Group 1 Memsey. Let's get our Tuesday up-to-date news for you with markets open on that race and also the run to the rose with tab.com.au. First up with Craig Newitt, who rides Tarzino in the race. Morning to you, Craig.
Morning, Andrew.
You missed out on that trial yesterday at Cranbourne with the wet weather. How was the gallop this morning, mate?
Yeah, his gallop was good. He worked with a partner. He sat had a few lengths off him and had a nice searching gallop and stretched out really well.
How's he? I don't know how much you ride him in work, but how much improvements he sort of made in these last couple of weeks going into his first up run?
Yeah, the last month or so since his work's been really starting to crank up, you can notice he's starting to feel really well within himself. He's actually probably feels a little bit sharper this time in than what he was as a three-year-old, and he looks to have taken natural physical improvement, which is hard to believe because he was a big horse as a three-year-old, but he's ready to step out on Saturday.
So you feel just within his track work that he sort of quickens up a little bit sharper, does he?
Yeah. Obviously, later in his prep, the further he got into his prep last time in, he's obviously a lot sharper now. Now he's a little bit fresh, but obviously the race on Saturday looks to be good speed. He's going to balance up in the second half of the field somewhere. We're just hoping he's going to be strong late.
Yeah, finish off. Charmed Harmony, Lord of the Sky. There looks to be a little bit of pace in the race off the noms, doesn't there?
Yeah, there looks good speed. The best thing about it, it'll be looks to be going to be a full field, which is which is going to be good. There'll be some nice horses to sort of find the back of it the half mile and get a good ride into it, be strong late.
Yeah, exactly. We know the target is the first major target's the Caulfield Cup. He just looks the horse. If he can take that progression, as you've spelled out, the 2,400 on his home track, he can just build into it for Mick Price over the next few starts.
Yeah, exactly right. Like he's shown us all the whole way along as a three-year-old that he's a genuine stayer. He just needs a genuine run race. The Derby in Sydney was just one to forget. They went ridiculously slow. He just pulled too hard, and yet he still runs fifth. So, he's just a horse that looks for speed up front and make it a genuine staying contest, and he's going to be right up there amongst them.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, on Saturday I tweeted the little note that I was watching them at home, and you ride on Refractory for Richard Lamming. You showed something that many of our listeners often come on and bag jockeys for not showing any incentive in races, but that wasn't you in that race on the weekend, mate. You showed great initiative.
Yeah, sort of. If I had went before the winner post, they'd have probably called me in, but I'd have said I went a lap too early, but I waited till I got to the mile at least. But well, he's just an out-and-out star as well. He's limited, but he's got very good lung capacity, and you can make a long searching run on him. And I was a little bit worried when Weary's horse sort of took him on again at the 1,200, but to his credit, he was really strong through the line.
Yeah, no, he was good. Mate, you're off to Pakenham today. Have you got the best of your rides there for our listeners?
Pretty quiet day, mate. Kick off in race three, a horse called Loquacious Lass, which we actually had at Mix. She's only had the one run for Griffo. She was a little bit stiff, not to probably trouble the winners there the other day. She looks in a winnable race, and Danny O'Brien's horse in the last should be somewhere around the mark.
Paco Express, race 8, number 10, and the other one is race 3, number 4. Mate, good luck. It's always exciting when these good horses come back like Tarzino. I hope he's right up to it this Saturday and building into the Caulfield Cup.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, Craig. Craig Newitt joining us there, trainer, the jockey of Tarzino going into the weekend. As I say, most likely a capacity lineup for the Memsey on Saturday. Awesome Rock won't be there. Gallop this morning on the course proper at Flemington. Leon and Troy Corston's decided after that they'll wait for the Dato Tan Chin Nam. Charmed Harmony will run in the Memsey. Tom Sadler's going to be a back aboard there. The horse hasn't raced since the Bletchingley back on July 30, but will certainly line up. And Tabago, the Derby winner from Randwick, it's going to have its little bit of pace work tomorrow morning. So there's some extra news. And Alpine Eagle will also gallop tomorrow morning at Flemington for Luke Curry on the way to the Memsey. Lord of the Sky is rock hard fit and will be with Damien Oliver on the weekend. Morning to you, Ollie.
Morning, Andrew.
How you been, mate? I haven't spoken for ages.
Yeah, I'm really, really well, thanks.
Building into it, mate. It's that time of the year again. Look, the other day, Lord of the Sky, some drop off after 1,400, but he was certainly he was tested, wasn't he?
Yeah, he certainly was. It was a strongly run race, and with the cleaner in there, they sort of took each other on a little bit. So I'm thinking that having the run over 1,400 and not having the cleaner in the race serve him well for this week.
Yeah. Talking with Robbie earlier this morning and just in the last week, he seems to be really happy to give it another crack at 1,400. Charmed Harmony looks to be the other horse in the race off the nominations that will go forward, but hopefully you'll be able just to control it.
Yeah, hopefully we can go at a more controlled tempo. they did go a bit quick the other day, but it was his first go at 1,400 and the cleaner was in there. He did lead Charmed Harmony the last time they met, so we think he's probably going to do that again.
Provocative is an interesting one for you, Ollie. I know you've ridden it a couple of times heading towards the weekend in the Heatherley.
Yeah, she's a lovely staying mare. I worked her this morning. She's just still taking her time to adapt to the left-handed way of going. She seems like she's more adept to going the right-handed way, but she's getting better. But she's a beautiful big staying mare, and I think she'll be just get better as she gets over further.
They tell me when Tony Pike's horses got down from Queensland, they looked $1 million. Is it the same here with Provocative?
Yeah, that's right. I think having been up in the warmer weather, their coats are certainly a bit better served than they have been down here in Melbourne in the cold.
Yeah, for sure. And you mentioned that had the jump out on Friday and this morning's spin around. She's a clean-winded mare, just listening to Tony in the past.
Yeah, I'd say she's retained quite a bit of her residual fitness from Queensland. And, yeah, fitness won't be a worry for her going into Saturday.
And you're on Hardham also in one of the other features on Saturday, the McNeil.
Yeah, he's. I worked him this morning on the course proper at Caulfield, and he's trained on nicely. It was a little bit wet down here this morning. We've probably worked on a slow track. But, yeah, we expect him to come on from his first up run and should run well.
Went pretty good behind Russian Revolution. Picked up okay late.
Yeah, it was a good run. So, yeah, he's only had two starts. He's still, you know, still very early on in his career. So you expect him to keep coming on.
Looking forward to it, mate. You're starting to, you got that adrenaline pumping?
Yeah, getting some nice horses together. And the sun's shining down here in Melbourne now. So it's... the weather's starting to turn and we're starting to get closer to spring.
Do you wait and see just what happens, say, with cup rides and things, Damien? Do you wait and see what evolves?
Yeah, I'll probably wait till the weights come out and see how it looks then and take it from there.
Yeah, understand. Well, we look forward to seeing Lord of the Sky, another big test at the 1400. I hope it all goes well on Saturday, Ollie, and particularly with Provocative in the Heatherly out to 1700 for its first up run. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Damien Oliver joining us there, riding Lord of the Sky. It'll be interesting to see. The draws are going to be important, aren't they? Just to see where they settle in the race on the weekend. But we'll have those fields by the time we get them tomorrow. Just some other news as we wrap up Racing HQ. I mentioned earlier that filly I Am a Star, who won at Caulfield, it could come to Sydney. That's right. Could run in Sydney on Saturday week in the Furious, or it could stay in Melbourne and line up in the Atlantic Jewel. But we'll wait and see which way Shane Nicholls decides this time next week. And we've mentioned this horse, this youngster, or now three-year-old from Perth, called Whispering Brook, trained by Simon Miller. It's 5 from 5 as a two-year-old. Very happy with its condition now in WA. It's put more weight on, and all going well, will fly from Perth to Melbourne next Monday and lines up in the Atlantic Jewel at Moonee Valley on Saturday week. So we're looking forward to seeing Whispering Brook, as I say, 5 from 5 in Perth. Won all the two-year-old features there, and it'll be interesting to see how it matches in with the Victorian form, Whispering Brook. That's it for Racing HQ.